This message is presented to you by Pastor Cliff Reynolds and Word Alive Church in Elwood City, PA. For more information, visit wordalivechurch.info.
He says, amen, thirsty. Anybody in here thirsty? Anybody in here want more of God? How many want an encounter with God? You want a radical visitation? Come on. If you're thirsty, he said, do this. Get filled with the Spirit. That's what he was saying. Because out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So when you get hungry, you get filled. When you get thirsty, you get filled because, well, the world needs Jesus, but the church needs the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. To help you to tap in to the deeper things of God. To tap in to the presence of God, to tap in to a fire that comes from heaven, praise God. Amen. Amen? Amen. How many are thirsty? Say, I want more of you, Lord. I want your presence. And you hear about others. Say, well, I had an encounter with God. Well, you too can have an encounter with God. A radical, intimate encounter. Everybody say, I need a touch. I'm desperate. I'm pressing in. I'm hungry. We sing that song, Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for the move of God. We can get hungry. No longer complacent, right? Hallelujah. Say, I'm thirsty. If you want more signs and wonders and power in your life, not so that you can puff yourself up, but so that God can use you to deliver people, set the captives free, get them saved, get them turned around. Amen. How many want the fire? Amen. You want a gripping of God. You can have a radical visitation that'll change your life forever. I was in a convenience store today and I was just looking for a little something to tide me over to dinner. And I heard this young man say, Pastor, Pastor. He was working at the counter. And here was a young man, well, I'll say his first name anyhow, Travis. And he was working there at the in the convenience store behind the counter. He says, come on over. And I went over to check my peanuts out. That's what I got, some peanuts. Peanuts for the monkey. No. Checked out my peanuts with this guy. Here was a guy that I says, oh, Travis, how you doing? Man, I said, you look great. And he was saying, my life is totally transformed. And he said, have you remember when I took you for a ride, airplane ride? He says, yeah. And that started the transformation process. I didn't know that an airplane ride could do that, but I suppose sometimes I get him up there and I tell him either believe or get out. Yeah. Yeah. So anyhow, he's looking good. And I said, hey, he used to be on dope. I said, there ain't no hope with dope, right? And he laughed. He says, you're right on that. Now he's going to church. He's got a little boy and he's taking him to church. He's thirsty. He's hungry now. I said, you even lost weight, man. He says, yeah. And so last time I saw him, it was down at the courthouse. But anyhow, I won't get into all that. But it was a wake-up call for him. And God's given us all a wake-up call to empower you to minister and to help set the captives free. That encouraged me so much to see that guy set free. An angelic encounter, a hunger for his glory. Everybody say, I want an encounter. You can move in radical exploits. Daniel 11:32 says, they who know their God shall be strong and do exploits. When you get to know him, well, the Bible says that's salvation, isn't it? John 17:3, that we might know him, the one true God and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. That's salvation. This is life eternal, it says. So get to know him and then continue to know him, abide in him daily through prayer, because prayer is a key to opening up the door to revival. I said prayer is a key to opening the door to revival. Look at Psalm 126. Look at this, Psalm 126. Ooh, my, my, my. How many want more of him? Psalm 126 says in verse 6, he that goeth forth and weepeth. Now that to me sounds like somebody's crying out for God. They're weeping. They're praying. They're seeking God. They're interceding. All right? Sure, we can get in God's presence and have a whole lot of joy, but sometimes he'll make you cry. He'll make you begin to weep and to intercede for people that are lost, for people that need Jesus, right? And so they go forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed. Well, what seed is that? We know that the incorruptible seed is the Word of God, the Bible says. Bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again. And we just read in Isaiah 55 that that seed shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what it, God pleased it to do. Amen. And so taking that seed, thou doubtless come again with rejoicing. Why? Bringing his sheaves with him. Bringing people whose lives are transformed. Bringing people who got saved. People who got filled with the Holy Ghost. And you can be a part of that. Stop looking down on yourself. Stop thinking that you're a low life. Stop thinking that God won't use you. I'm telling you, he'll use every single one of you. You are accepted in the Beloved. He's not ashamed to call you his brethren. And he wants to empower you. Why? Because they who know their God will be strong and do exploits. What kind of exploits? Signs and wonders. Exploits, miracles, healings, supernatural events. Woo-hoo, glory to God. So there's a scripture for it right there. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God encounters. You see, he'll move you around in strategic places, in a marketplace, or in the streets, or where people are lost. We all want to move of the Spirit. We want radical encounters. A longing, a fresh fire. Because we need more of him. How many want more of him? It's a holy revolution of his glory. Maybe you've experienced some pain in your life. I want you to tell you, in this glory, he'll heal that pain. He'll heal you of the hurts. He'll transform your life. Restore you. In this visitation, deliverance takes place. You're going to get set free when you get into that presence. Amen? Moses had it in his burning bush encounter, didn't he? And I want you to know that God hears your cries too. You can have a fiery encounter with him. Amen. Ask for God's heart. Amen. Are you spiritually bankrupt today? Ask for a longing, a desire, an encounter, a radical visitation of Jesus. The Shekinah glory. The manifested presence of God that will grip your heart with fresh fire. How many say, I don't have enough? I want more of him. Thank you, Lord. There's something in me that wants more of God. A cry that we don't have enough of your presence. There's an angelic activity in this house. Whether you can see it or not, there is. Angels are moving around in here. You can't see them, but they're here. Angels will cause supernatural things to happen. Cause the lame to walk, the blind to see, and the deaf to hear. But you got to want them. You got to want more of God. Like Zacchaeus, remember? Zacchaeus got up in that tree. He wanted to see Jesus so bad. And he was just a little short guy. He had to get up in that tree. Oh, Jesus. Hey, here I am, Jesus. I'm up in this tree. And Jesus saw him and he says, come on down, Zacchaeus. I'm coming to your house for dinner. Remember that? He said, "Oh, Jesus, Son of David, look over here at me." And he saw him. He says, "I want to know you." He was a changed man ever since, wasn't he? Amen. Glory to God. When you have an encounter with him, a radical encounter with Jesus, you're going to be a changed person. When you have a visitation, what's going to happen? The glory is going to come. What you had before may have been good, but what you want to go to do now is to go to the next level, which is going to be even gooder. Amen. How much fire do you want? Huh? You want the fire of God and become a deliverer, glory to God. A burning fire from God, who is a fire, the Bible says, from his loins up and his loins down. There's fire coming out of his hand. It tells us that in the Bible. He's a fire. A burning fire. And he will strike your heart with fresh fire if you want it. Because when your praise goes up like it did tonight, the glory is going to come down. Praise goes up, he's going to respond. Praise goes up, anointing is going to come down. And there's a fire that will come upon you, particularly when you make proclamations like we did earlier. You proclaim, "I want my relatives in the kingdom. I want every one of them. My cousins, my uncles, aunts, I want them in the kingdom. I want those backsliders in my family to come back." Hallelujah. Glory to God. We make proclamations, and that sets the stage for his glory to come. Remember it says in Psalm 24? Look at that. Psalm 24. Ooh, yes. I've been listening to some videos on revival, about the Welsh revival. I've listened to some videos by a gal named Jill Austin, who, I'm telling you, she's raging fire for God. And God wants to move. And it says in Psalm 24, "Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in." Now before that, in verse 6, it says, "This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob." What generation? You mean the generation Z? No, every generation. Because he said, they were the offspring of what? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That wasn't just one generation. That took in at least three or more. So he's saying every generation is subject to this. And he wants every generation to hear this word. And he wants us to tell every generation, even these young people, about the miracles and the power of Almighty God. Hallelujah. "And the King of glory shall come in." Verse 8, "Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift him up, ye everlasting doors." And what's going to happen? "The King of glory shall come in." Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. He is the King that has the glory. The manifested presence. The Shekinah glory. He's the one that has it. And no wonder it says in Romans 8, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this world cannot be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us." God wants to reveal his glory in and through you. He wants to use you. He wants to do exploits. They who know their God will be strong and do exploits. That means you're going to lay hands on people and they're going to get healed. You say, "Yeah, but it's my responsibility." No, it's God's. That's right. It'll happen in the glory. You just be obedient. That's right. And trust him. Glory to God. Do you remember Acts chapter 5 and Peter? Acts chapter 5, go there. Acts chapter 5 and verse 14. Acts 5:14 says, "And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them." They just got them in the shadow of Peter. Well, what's that tell you? That tells you there was an aura or there was an anointing on Peter's life. Did you ever see somebody come out of prayer and they just look all kind of glowing? You know what I'm talking about? Because they've been in the presence of God. They've been touching base with the Father. Well, that was what it was with Peter. And they just put him in the shadow of Peter. And notice what happened when they did. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing the sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits. And they were healed, every one of them. Do you know that same glory can be upon you? The believer. That's right. I just quoted you that scripture, for I reckon that the sufferings of this world will not be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. His glory coming upon you. So that you can be part of the generation that's going to fulfill Numbers 14:21 that says, for as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. How many want a visitation? How many want a radical encounter with Jesus? Glory to God. Come on, shout amen. I'm telling you, people were healed of illnesses and mental problems and handicaps and diseases. Are you ready to take the limits off of God? Huh? You can become a transformer, a revolutionist for the kingdom of God. The fire is on you to touch lives for good. And it can kind of come in waves, can't it? You know, just like the ocean. The waves come in and out. Isn't it strange that some people, some surfers, will travel clear across the country to find a wave, a particular mountainous wave to surf on? And you and I tend to want to do the same thing. We want more of God. We want to catch the wave. No, we want to catch that mountainous wave of the Spirit. I just got a flyer today. There's going to be a camp meeting down in Worthington, West Virginia. It's not too far away. I'll give you some literature on it. You ought to try to get signed up. You got on to camp meeting down there. The whole Shuttlesworth family is down there. I'll share that with you later. But we want to find the wave. Now, don't go getting flaky and going, you know, to wrong places that, you know, they're just sensationalism that's doesn't have any impact. See, when you get in the glory of God, when you experience this radical visitation, it's going to change you, and you're going to become a harvester. You're going to become a deliverer. You're going to become one that rescues people from people that are lost. It's going to have an impact on your life. So if you don't want change, don't get in it. But anyhow, angelic armies are going to move and bring a holy change in people's lives. No one is excluded. Everyone is needed. God will move on people all over the room. So take off your seatbelts of restriction and run with the Lord. Amen. You just want to fall in love. You want more of Him. The Bible says in Psalm 91, remember what it says over there about Him? Because He has set His love upon me, Him will I deliver. And set Him on high because He's known my name. Psalm 91. Because you're setting your love upon Him. You're letting Him know you want more of Him. God, I'm not satisfied. I want to go deeper. I want to get closer to You. I want Your presence, oh God. When you do that, what's going to happen? He's going to respond. Psalm 91 says, Him or her will I deliver and set them on high because He's known my name. Psalm 91 verse 14. Because He has set His love upon me, therefore will I deliver him or her and set him on high because he has known my name. Glory be to God. So everybody say, catch the wave.
Catch the wave.
And the wake. Like in a boat, it has a wave, you know, the wake that goes behind the boat. I'll take the wave and the wake. I'll take anything I can get, right? Each generation can catch the wave of restoration and awakening that needs to be a hunger in each of us. God is touching people with fresh fire. And it's a revivalist anointing. It's time to get desperate. You want an impartation. Say, yeah, I want some information. Well, you need that too, but you also need an impartation. You want some revelation, but you need an impartation. Come on, somebody. It's true. And we're going to do that. We're going to give you some information on how to be led by the Spirit, because it's tied right in with this. You've got to, you know, and I'm still learning, but we're all learning together how to flow in the Spirit and how to be sensitive to the Spirit. We get out of that natural carnal realm, and then we get over there into the spiritual realm where He ministers to us, but He also directs us and guides us by our inner man. You remember I touched it before with my little circles here. Here they are. You've seen these. You are primarily a set. You possess a. And you live in a. You're a tripart being. He's a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You and I are triune beings, spirit, soul, and body. And you are primarily a spirit. You possess a soul, and you live in a body. And God's going to lead you by the inner witness in your spirit. Amen. Now, we'll get into that. Amen. Well, maybe I'll shift over there, since the Lord's taking us that way. In your spirit, man, that's where He speaks to us. That's where He directs us and guides us. Doesn't say by our head, but by His Spirit. In fact, let me give you a translation here of Colossians 3:15. Listen to what it says here in Colossians 3:15. It says in the NET version of the Bible, it says, "Let the peace of Christ be in control in your heart." Let the peace of Christ be in control in your heart. In other words, let peace be the determiner. Let peace make the decisions. If I have a peace about something, I do it. If I have a check in my spirit, I don't do it. He says, is that how you hear from God? Yeah, that's the most frequent way that you hear from God, is by following peace. If you have a check in your spirit, don't do it. A little irritation there. Now, this person wants me to get into this business deal, but I don't know. I just write down here, I have a check in my spirit. Then don't do it, because God's showing you that you're going to get in trouble if you do. Okay? Amen. This is the part that got born again, not your soul and not your body. So this is the part that we need to listen to. This is how you hear from God. And if we're going to get into this last day move of God, radical visitation, encounters with God, we're going to have to learn to be led by the Spirit. Amen, Pastor. Amen. The Holy Spirit in our spirit, directing us, right? Here's another translation of that same scripture. This is the complete Jewish Bible. It says, "Let the shalom which comes from the Messiah be your heart's decision maker." Let the shalom, means peace, which comes from the Messiah, be your heart's decision maker. Let peace be the decision maker. One more time. Let the shalom which comes from the Messiah be your heart's decision maker. Should I give that person that gift? I got peace about it, yeah. Or should I go to this particular college? No, I don't have a peace about it. Don't go. Well, should I buy this particular house? I have a peace about it. Buy that house. This particular car. I hope it's not a lemon. But you have a check in your spirit, it may be a lemon. So don't buy it. How about a mate? Yep. The mate you choose, listen to this right here. You have peace about it? If you don't, you better run as fast as you can, because you're headed for trouble. As God will lead you. But if, you know, And we can't, you know, sometimes we get into clues and cues. Don't be moved by clues and cues. Well, I just prayed for a mate and this guy walks through the door. Oh, that must be God. Not necessarily. Because if in your spirit you have a check, don't go there. Come on. Or I was asking for a new business deal. And I heard a dog bark at midnight, and there was a full moon, so that must be God. No. Don't go by open doors and closed doors. Go by peace in your spirit, because the devil can open some doors too. So Yeah, sometimes open doors and closed doors are of God, but that's only if you have peace about it, right? So fall of peace. I'll read it one more time. Let the shalom, which comes from the Messiah, be your heart's decision maker. In other words, let peace be the umpire in your life. Fall of peace. Like an umpire would say, he's safe, he's out. That's a fair ball, that's a foul ball, that's a ball, that's a strike. Peace is the umpire calling the shots, right? Church, I'm telling you how to hear from God. This is the most frequent way that we can hear from God. You say, that's so simple, just follow peace. Yeah. God's speaking to you. Huh? Yeah, a lot of people walk down that aisle and had a check in their spirit. I've had them tell me, I knew when I was walking down the aisle it wasn't right. But I didn't listen to that. And boy, was that a mess. Come on. Or, yeah, I have a peace about this person. Well, then, that's God showing you. So, fall of peace. Everybody say, fall of peace. Let peace be the umpire. Now, I kind of got off on, but that's just a little touch of this whole thing about being led by the Spirit. Because it says in Romans 8:14, as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. And it really, the word sons there is the Greek word weos, which means mature sons of God. You know, you're really growing up in the Lord when you begin to learn how to be led by the Spirit. And I add this, the Holy Spirit will never, never, ever, ever go contrary to the Word of God. Well, I have this leading to, no, if it's going contrary to the Word of God, it ain't God. First and foremost, you rely on the Word of God as your guidance. And then in those gray areas, you rely on the Holy Spirit to give you peace or not, no peace. And the leading of the Spirit. But I'll say it again. The Holy Spirit will never tell you to do something that's contrary to the Word of God. The Word of God is the final authority. Hallelujah. So how many want to follow the wave? See, we can do that if we just get in the flow and follow peace. Now, there is something called the still small voice. Maybe I'll get into that the next time, where it's just a still small voice you can hear from God. I'll give you the example later in 1 Kings. But anyhow, that's one way to hear from God too. You hear this voice that sounds like your own voice where he's guiding you. Once again, it won't go contrary to God's word, but it's not as frequent as the first way, which is following peace, bearing witness. Romans 8:16 says, the Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. How many know that you're saved? You have this right in here. You know that you're saved. You got it right here because you've followed God's recipe in Romans 10:9-10. So you know you're saved. You know that you know. It bears witness with you that you're saved. Listen, if he can bear witness with you that you're saved, he can also bear witness for you to buy the right car or the right house or go to the right vocation, right? All right. Or to follow the flow of the Holy Spirit in a service. Oh, God, thank you for leading us. Thank you for the Spirit, the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. God is touching people with fresh fire. It's time for an impartation. Amen? You can get the fire of holiness. Amen? Hallelujah. Now, Moses went up on the mountaintop, and you remember, to get the Ten Commandments. He came back down, and the people just went wild. They were perverted. They get into immorality, homosexuality, orgies, all kind of perversion with the golden calf. Do you remember that? That was an emotional frenzy of the wrong kind, right? Amen. That's the wrong kind of wave. And what did Moses say? He said, everybody that's for me, come on over to this side. And the people that came over to Moses became, that's how they made the Levites. That's how the Levites began, the priesthood. And what happened to the rest of the people that didn't come over with Moses? They died. They all got killed. 3,000 of them died. But God says it's okay to have a radical visitation. Not an unholy visitation, but a holy visitation. A holy encounter. And we can come out of that and affect society. We can affect government, education, the culture, the military, the marketplace, businesses, Wall Street, religion. We can come out of there and affect everything around us. All because we've had a visitation of Jesus. An encounter with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. We're in a time of preparation. Amen. How many want to get prepared? To move in signs and wonders. But in order to do that, you must have His heart. You must have His heart, a compassion for people. Touching people, touching broken lives. Amen. Because you want to transform lives. So, that's going to come from a heart of prayer. Let's stand tonight. Not because I'm done, but because the clock says I'm done. How many are happy in the Lord tonight? Amen. How many want more of Him? Yes. Say, I want more of God. I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Wonder if we could sing that one more time as we go. Sing it with me tonight. Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for the move of God. One more time, you know it now. Lord, I'm hungry for a mighty move of God. Lord, I'm thirsty. Pour out your Holy Ghost. Lord, I want to see the hand of God move mightily inside of me. I'm hungry for the move of God. Everybody say, I'm thirsty. Amen. Thank you, Lord. He says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Glory be to God. Let's give Jesus a hand tonight. He's wonderful, isn't he? Jesus, we love you. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you, Lord. And those of you watching tonight, you say, I want to be introduced to this Jesus. I want to know him. Say this prayer with me. Jesus, you are Lord of all. You died for my sins on Calvary's cross. Thank you for forgiving me of all my past sins when you shed your blood. Come into my heart. Be the Lord of my life. Thank you that I'm forgiven. I'm your child. You love me and have a first-class plan for my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. Have a great evening. If you prayed that prayer, you're a child of God. Get into a good local church. Read your Bible, talk to Jesus, and learn and grow. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. For more information, please visit wordalivechurch.info.